The failure of BP's plan to cap a gushing underground oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico has only exacerbated concerns about the eventual magnitude of the spill. Efforts to cap the leak failed over the weekend when ice crystals jammed a containment box designed to cover the leak, which is about a mile underwater. Gulf of Mexico shrimp fishermen were the first to feel the impacts of the spill. John Williams is executive director of the Southern Shrimp Alliance in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
It's very scary. You know, it doesn't seem to be an end in sight. They tried to contain the spill with that big dome. Apparently that didn't work, so now they're going back to the drawing board, and they're still, I assume that they're drilling the relief well, which they're still saying take another 80 to 90 days. We're praying that they can contain this long before then.
He says the situation is getting worse every day. Williams says initial shrimp closures didn't come until days after the explosion of an oil rig in late April, which set events in motion. At first, only about 5% of Gulf shrimp fishing grounds were closed due to the spill.
But now, as they fail to contain this blowout, we are seeing more and more closures every day. It seems to be that this oil now is spreading more to the west, which is west of the Mississippi River, which is causing a lot of the Louisiana coastline to be closed to not only to shrimping, but to all fishing.
The huge oil slick on the surface is being fed by a 200,000-gallon-a-day oil leak. Meanwhile, Alaska fishermen are watching news reports of the Gulf spill with concern and with sympathy. Mark Vinsel is executive director of United Fishermen of Alaska.
We stand hand in hand with those fishermen, and our hearts go out to them in this loss and this tragedy. And we're keeping up with a few things. The governor's office and Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute are providing expertise in dealing with the ramifications of these, and we're keeping tracks with what we might be able to do to help down there.
Ironically, a Prince William Sound spot shrimp fishery opened in mid-April for the first time in 21 years. Fisheries manager Bob Berselli says sound shrimpers hauled in about 34% of the commercial harvest limit of 55,000 pounds before they lost interest in the fishery to prepare for salmon season. Beam trawl and pot shrimp fisheries are open in southeast Alaska, too, but Vincent says Alaska's small shrimp harvests never posed competition for Gulf of Mexico shrimp anyway, so Alaska shrimp markets most likely will not feel a boost from Gulf closures. But Vinsel says southern shrimpers will face big challenges selling their product now.
So you have to make sure that the fish are tested for what they actually contain and do your best to keep the quality up. I think the Copper River people have done a good job of that down in Cordova and made sure that they're marketing what they actually have instead of people's perception that may not be correct.
Williams says Gulf fishermen are going to work on spill containment for the time being, but what the future will bring is not clear.
Most every state agency plus the federal agencies, NOAA Fisheries and FDA and all the state agencies are certainly monitoring. They're taking baseline samples of prior to the blowout and prior to the affected areas to get a baseline on the quality of the fish and shrimp and crab, but it's hard to project what will happen, you know, because, like I say, it's unfolding every day. We don't know what the marketing will be. There will be a public perception, you know, that seafood from the Gulf is bad, but that's certainly far from being the case. We will adjust our marketing plans accordingly.
Vinsel says the Alaska Fishing Industry Relief Mission is standing by to see what it can do to help southern fishermen. The relief mission was formed after Hurricane Katrina, when Alaska seafood industry representatives donated time and money to send a traveling boat lift from Valdez to help recover boats blown inland by the storm.